Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. Today felt like a clear risk-off day. We saw the major averages take a step back, really weighed down by some key earnings misses and simmering geopolitical headlines.
Definitely a heavier tone. The S&P 500 was off about 0.5%, but the NASDAQ took a bigger hit, down almost 1%. And the small caps, they really underperformed, with the Russell 2000 dropping 1.5%.
That's right, and that tells a story of rotation. Money was moving out of the high beta growth-oriented names and into more defensive pockets of the market. You saw that clearly in the sector performance.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Communication services got hit hard, and it seems like you can point the finger directly at one streaming giant.
100%. Netflix reported a rare earnings miss, and the stock got punished for it, down over 10%. The market showed it no mercy. There was absolutely zero buy-the-dip interest all session long. That really soured the mood for the entire sector.
And the pain didn't stop there. The tech sector was also under pressure thanks to another big miss, this time in the semiconductor space.
Exactly. Texas Instruments missed on EPS for the first time in 2 years and gave cautious guidance. They basically said the semi recovery is happening, but it's slow. That sent a chill through the entire chip space, dragging the PHLX semiconductor index down nearly 2.5%.
So you have Netflix hitting communications, TXN hitting tech, and then the mega caps in general just couldn't find a bid. That weakness spilled over into consumer discretionary as well.
It's a cascade effect. When names like Apple and Amazon are down over 1.5%, it puts a ceiling on the whole market. All eyes were on Tesla, heading into its earnings after the bell. A lot was riding on that report to stabilize sentiment.
So where did the money go? There were a few green spots on the board?
There were. Energy was the clear leader, up over 1%, thanks to a nice 2% pop in crude oil prices. And then you saw that classic defensive rotation we talked about. Money flowing into consumer staples and healthcare, both up over 0.5%.
And that healthcare strength was really powered by one absolute monster report, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a stunner. Intuitive Surgical, ISRG, just blew the doors off. The stock exploded almost 14% higher after a huge earnings beat and raise. They're seeing incredible growth in surgical procedures, driven by their new Da Vinci 5 system. Recurring revenue is now 85% of their sales, which is just a fantastic business model.
That's incredible. So a real tale of two tapes in the earnings world today. Now, stepping back to the broader market, the technicals seem to be telling a story of indecision. The indices are just chopping around in a range.
That's exactly what we're seeing. The sentiment is neutral to slightly bearish. If you look at the SPY, it's stuck in a tight range. Volume is decreasing, which tells you there's a lack of conviction. It's a classic wait-and-see posture.
What are the key levels traders should be watching on the indices?
For the SPY, support is down near 665. That's the level that needs to hold. To the upside, resistance is around 670. For the QQQ, you're looking at support around 604 and resistance up at 608. A break of these levels, especially with an increase in volume, will likely signal the market's next directional move.
Got it. So while the indices are consolidating, you've identified a few individual stocks that are showing significant relative strength and look poised for continuation.
Absolutely. In a choppy market, you hunt for the names that are bucking the trend. The first one that stands out is in the defense sector, RTX. It showed clear, undeniable accumulation into the close. It was a sequence of higher highs on the intraday chart, with volume just accelerating into the bell. Buyers wanted in.
So for RTX, what's the setup for tomorrow?
The base case is a small dip toward the 177 area gets bought, setting up a push through today's high around 178.5. A clean break there opens the door to 180 pretty quickly. I'd be looking for a pullback entry near 177 or a momentum entry on a break of 178.50.
Okay, what's the next name on your radar?
Let's stick with tech, but a niche power component name, Vicor, ticker VICR. This one had a powerful late-session breakout. The final 30-minute bar of the day saw the largest volume of the entire session. That's a sign of institutional conviction. It's a very bullish signal.
And the levels for Vicor?
Support is down around the $85 mark. A retest of that level that holds would be a great entry. The immediate resistance to watch is 86.25. A break above that level could see a quick move toward 87 and then 88.
All right. You've got a defense name and a niche tech name. What's the third pick?
For the third, let's look at a steadier name in healthcare distribution, McKesson, MCK. This wasn't an explosive move like Vicor, but it was a persistent, steady grind higher all day long. A very tight close near the highs shows buyers were in control right into the bell. It's looking to test the big 800 round number.
Makes sense. And on the flip side, any names that look particularly weak into the close that traders should be cautious of?
Definitely. We saw some clear late-day distribution in the financials, specifically in a name like LPLA. It pushed to a new high and then got sold hard into the close on heavy volume. Also, some of the big consumer names like Costco and McDonald's had very weak closes. I would be cautious with those, especially if we see broader market weakness tomorrow.
Excellent. So, let's wrap it up. What's the main takeaway for traders heading into the next session?
The key takeaway is that we're in a split, selective market. The major indices are coiling and waiting for a catalyst, so watch those key SPY and QQQ levels for your directional bias. But the real alpha right now is in individual stock selection. Focus on names showing undeniable relative strength and accumulation, like RTX and Vicor. They're telling you where the smart money is flowing. Stay nimble and be ready to act when you see volume confirm the move.
Great insights. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep.